Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you make of Jalen Johnson telling the Spiegel and Holmes show that he wished the Bears had used a timeout before the fateful Hail Mary play?
It was a rush situation when it didn't have to be.
Do you believe the players are comfortable questioning their coaches? Is that a good thing or a potential serious problem?
Well, Jalen Johnson was not asked a specific question about that. He volunteered the fact that he thought that things seemed rushed and they could have benefited from a timeout. That's a player empowered by what he sees, what he hears from his teammates. And frankly, he's empowered to say that and to be as candid as he typically is, because I don't think there is any fear of repercussion. I don't know that there's that much respect there. They can quibble with that. They can counter that with, oh, we respect our coaching staff and we respect Matt Eberflus. But the rhetoric on Monday did not reflect a team that is in lockstep in support of Matt Eberflus. This is where you start to see confidence eroding quickly. And this is the kinds of things you hear when it does. You appoint a leadership committee. What that does is it gets more people involved in leading this team, but it also gives you more skeptics. It potentially, in a week like this, gives you more guys to question what's going on and why you're doing what you're doing. I don't think you hear the same kind of rhetoric from players who play for Harbaugh or Tomlin or Andy Reid or Sean McVay. Guys who have earned the benefit of the doubt. Forget what we think of Matt Eberflus and his ability to coach or make decisions that matter and impact Sundays. What his players think is more important. And what we have heard from what his players think of him after the latest loss is a sign of trouble.
What's interesting is, who do you believe is more at fault for the loss on Sunday? Matt Eberflus or Tyrique Stevenson? And based on all the audio that we've played and all the audio that we heard that we haven't yet played, that we may play later, and the quotes we have read, things we've seen on X, I feel like the players have the back of their teammate, who I feel is more to blame than the head coach. They both have accountability issues. More to blame. They more have his back than they have their head coach's back. And that's where I think there's a problem.
Yeah, I think we can all agree there is a problem. And the problem is, when you don't win, when you lose, and when you lose in that fashion, then everybody has thoughts and ideas. And when you have running a program where you're kind of friend of to all, you're giving them it's like a thousand little things and little moments where you're allowing people to express various opinions and do different things that are now coming home to bite you. You know, players crave discipline. They want to be told what to do, how to do it. They want to push back from that. It's like children, really, in a lot of different ways. You know, you want to kind of control different things, but you got to give them roots and wings, right? You got to teach them your values and what you're after, but you got to let them fly when the time comes. And I think that players are obviously older and different, but there is that sort of avuncular relationship between a coach and players. And you get to a point where, as long as you're successful, everything's going well. But the minute that something goes awry, and in that particular instance, I think the coach had a bad game. I think the coaching staff had a bad game. I think that the deciding play of the game, though, was decided by Tyrique Stevenson. I think if he indeed was supposed to be the guy on 85, and what was he doing messing around when the play started, then he ran over and tried to tip the ball. He tipped the ball up. He tipped the ball to 85. He didn't slam the ball down. So I think it's hard not to think of him as responsible for that terrible play. He wasn't doing his job. He didn't do what he was assigned to do on that play.
But the next time you wonder if Matt Eberflus should have called a timeout before that, or you wonder about his judgment in game,
yes,
just know that you have company in your questioning.
Yeah, well, that's
the players are likely doubting him too.
This, as I said, this if he lets this go, if he doesn't look like an authority figure while all this is happening around him, this is just another dark mark on his coaching resume. And frankly, his coaching resume, they are 4-3 right now, as we mentioned. They've got a game in Arizona that's winnable, but then again, they never win on the road. And by the way, they've got a series of games in front of them where they're the most difficult schedule in the league. So you better get this together, and you better get a grip on it, and you need to get before the group and tell them, hey, all the second guessing about that game, it's over from this point on. We are on to Arizona. And then discipline that kid so that it looks like you're not the guy that's just allowing tomfoolery to take place on your watch. That tomfoolery.
That tomfoolery, yeah, you got to watch him.
He's a bad guy.
He's back on the depth chart.
Yeah, Tate is going to start.